Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Here's the Buffalo Field Campaign update. Yeah, that's right. The first Buffalo Field Campaign update for this fall. As the 5:45 a.m. alarm pulls me out of my warm teepee bed this morning, 2 inches of fresh snow extinguish my hopes for a delayed winter. After a quick cup of black tea, I am out the door and on patrol. Locating the lone bull buffalo in the frosty dawn, the morning's peace is quickly shattered by the arrival of 3 agents from the Montana Department of Livestock. The agents quickly wake the old bull with their noisy engine, and he is not amused. He jumps up and snorts, hops his heavy body around, and swings his back end from side to side, catching air in the process. As the agent's horse and 4x4 trucks close in, the buffalo darts off towards the woods. The buffalo rakes his head through small trees, eyeing the Department of Livestock agents all the while. At one point, he takes off running and then suddenly turns in a new direction on a dime with the grace of a butterfly. But this butterfly weighs more than a ton. As the Department of Livestock agents chase the bull down a private road, 2 Buffalo Field Campaign video cameras document their every move. Landowners come out of their houses, tell the Department of Livestock agents that they are trespassing, then return to their homes to call the police. In and around West Yellowstone, the buffalo have many friends, the Department of Livestock few. Still, the authorities do the dirty work at the Department of Livestock. When Buffalo Field Campaign volunteers trespass, we are immediately sent to the Bozeman Jail. But the law won't come down on the trespassing agents, as the livestock industry still controls Montana. This type of selective law enforcement is standard in these parts. We are very thankful that the old bull is still alive. The Department of Livestock left him alone after hazing him back into Yellowstone, but he'll come back. This morning's snowfall is just a taste of what's to come. In the upcoming months, Yellowstone will fall under a deepening blanket of snow, and the buffalo, seeking survival, will leave the park for the surrounding lowlands where they can access grass from which their bodies are built. When they do, they will find themselves in the crosshairs of Montana's rifles, and many will likely be slaughtered. We will be here with the buffalo to protect them to the best of our ability and to share their stories with you. Together, we can make a difference. A special thanks to all of the people helping us set our kitchen up and to those who have contacted us to donate VCRs. Here's some things the kitchen needs. 10 and 20 quart stainless steel stock pots with lids, stainless steel hotel pans with lids deep and regular size, 20 and 24 inch professional saute pans, large stainless steel pressure cooker, industrial strength food processors, RoboChop, KitchenAid mixer, Champion juicer, large peanut grinder to make our own peanut butter, industrial-sized coffee grinder, 4 large hot pots for transporting hot liquids, 2 to 4 quality cleavers, non-aluminum hot water maker for tea, and a large stainless coffee percolator. If you have ever thought about coming out to volunteer, please come this year. It's going to be a difficult one, and we need all the help we can get. Thank you all for continuing to spread the word of the buffalo and for your never-ending support. If you'd like to contact the Buffalo Field Campaign, their address is P.O. Box 957, West Yellowstone, Montana, 59758. That's the Buffalo Field Campaign, P.O. Box 957, West Yellowstone, Montana, 59758. You can call them at 406-646-0070. That's 406-646-0070, or write them at buffalo@wildrockies.org. That's buffalo@wildrockies.org, or visit their webpage, www.wildrockies.org/buffalo. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come the